When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
Ahoy, podcastanauts. It's the Nerdist Podcast number 321. Talking Dead is back. I'm so excited. It's an hour format now. We're not rushed anymore. I'm not talking a million miles an hour. I'm good at doing that. But sometimes it makes people stressed out to hear me talk so fast. So it's nice to be able to say to our guests, like this past week, Kevin Smith or Steve Yeun, yes, please, go on, continue that amazing story without me having to cut you off after two words to throw to a clip. We have time to breathe, we have time to tell stories, we have in-studio audience members asking questions, so there's like a really nice, almost Comic-Con-y element to it. And the Nerdist channel has gotten the bonus web content. So after the show, maybe early the next day, you can see bonus content from Talking Dead that did not air on television. And it's up there right now, youtube.com/Nerdist. Go ahead and click subscribe. The guests next week will be Robert Kirkman and Joe Manganiello of True Blood. He plays a wolf. Wolf on zombie. Very excited about that. I'd like to thank LegalZoom for sponsoring this episode of the Nerdist Podcast. There's a chill in the air. It's February, but there is a glimmering warmth that you might be detecting. It's National Start Your Business Month. Why not start your business? You're not going to be distracted by nice weather to go out and just bask in that. So start a business now. LegalZoom will help you set up an LLC, S-Corp, sole proprietorship, or nonprofit. They're going to take care of you from start to finish. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but they do provide self-help services at your specific direction. There's so much more. Now every LLC and incorporation package includes easy-to-use business accounting software. It's a $269 value for free. Be sure to enter Nerdist in the referral box at checkout. Start your business today. Protect your family and safeguard your assets at LegalZoom.com. Thank you to them for sponsoring this episode of the Nerdist Podcast, which is a hostful episode. Yes! We've had a nice steady stream of them because we've all been in town, and it's really just nice to hang out with Matt and Jonah. I fucking love those guys, and they're adorable. And you, when you are hearing a hostful podcast, you are genuinely hearing us catch up. It's like, what are we going to do? Hang out as friends? Actually, Matt and Jonah did, and they talk about it on this podcast. But I miss these guys, and I know you do too. So here we go, the Nerdist Podcast, number 321, Hostful Goodness.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Here we are.
Hey guys, welcome to the Nerdist Podcast.
With the most energy, we blaze into your ears with a
enjoy every.
Yeah.
Well, we are recording a podcast while the State of the Union is on.
Can you believe it?
Well, what's to watch? We get it. Everything's fine. There's no problem.
It's all problems. Nothing's fine.
What are you talking about?
There's no problems. Everything's fine. The world is great.
I want to watch Union of the Snake by Duran Duran because that was a great video.
That was a good video.
I prefer the View to a Kill video.
I want
to
see.
If you remember, that video has a flying VHS camcorder.
Yes.
Well, yeah, it was a VHS camcorder.
Of course, they flew.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, John. I didn't realize that.
And it also has a. It also had Grace Jones.
Yeah.
And Chris Walken.
And a 57-year-old Roger Moore.
I want to watch.
We should be watching the State of the Union just so we could see Bob Ack sitting with Tim Cook and Michelle Obama.
What if that didn't happen?
What else were they doing?
Politicking.
That was the most news I saw about the State of the Union. Yeah.
Well, just you only follow tweets out loud. That's your problem.
Oh. I'll see it on the Google News.
On the Google News Network?
On the Google News page. I have a Google News page.
Yeah, I don't go there.
You have a Google News page? This is just Chris Hardwick News?
Yep. Mm. You don't use Google News?
No. And I get all my information.
From?
Bing Crosby?
Yes.
Jonas, a lot of people died today in a tragic...
Hold on. Jonah, gotta go punch my wife and kids.
Jonah, I'm going to tell you about the gun control debate.
Well, President Obama's not talking about having a nice tall glass of OJ. Yeah. Not a good Bing Crosby.
Does he? He was a Hawaii guy, right?
I like Google Crosby.
Did he end up retiring to Hawaii? Was that Bing Crosby's thing?
No, I don't think so.
He loved golf.
Yeah, he loved golf.
Died off the golf course.
You know what today is in Hawaii? It's Malasada Day.
Does that fall on Fat Tuesday?
Yes, it's every Fat Tuesday we call Malasada Day.
What is Malasada?
Malasada is like a Portuguese donut.
You know what's funny is I call it Tuesday.
It's
can you hit the crickets? you get the crickets.
I'm so fat, you crickets? Guys. That was the joke.
Because of what?
I'm so fat.
Fiat.
Fiat.
Yeah, you're
fiat
so
Uno.
Fiat. Or, yeah.
Damn it! Again, it failed. It was car starting.
Well, you know.
And driving
Wait,
away.
No,
apparently,
that worked for the Fiat.
Bye, guys.
That's a Fiat.
Yep. Here I go. Here I am in Europe.
Oh God!
You can hear the cobblestones under the tires.
Is that it's still
Please
going?
Please don't Neil still Mahoney going. This podcast.
You know, just to let everyone know, we can't hear it. It's fun for one man and thousands
yeah,
of listeners.
Yeah, da-da-da-da, going on a car ride. No. Here I am, and I am driving through the
pretty
Europe.
Pretty sure it's fun for one man and
no, don't turn it up.
Dozens of listeners. I don't think the rest of them are enjoying it.
Come on.
So instead of crickets, just like, so after any kind of like really big, any kind of big box joke, I'm just going to hit the soundboard.
A big box joke.
Big box joke?
Yeah, big box joke. Like
Best Buy or Costco?
Well, that's the thing, is that it's like, that's it, where it's a joke that you feel like has a, na-na!
Oh, yeah.
Because that's how you feel about Best Buy and Costco? I don't know what you're playing.
Didn't really work as well.
What was it?
Number 14, Heavy Wind.
No, that works. That works. Is that like, is it Lonely Wind?
Very lonely.
Yeah.
Like it's Tumbleweed Wind.
Oh, see? Where'd you guys go? I needed you with the laughs on that one, and everyone left.
Yep.
It's not going on. Thanks a lot. Thanks for leaving me out there.
You can't hear the difference, and you don't listen to the show, so what the fuck do you care?
What, do you listen to the show? I'm pretty vain, but I'm not that vain.
That's fair. That's
I don't
fair.
Listen to fucking Jonah Radio.
Listen to the show?
Like, it's like I don't go back and relive a conversation I had with somebody. I like to just remember it.
All right. You're cranky about two things. Number one, there's a refrigerator in your living room. Number two, you are not happy with your haircut.
Wait. There's a refrigerator in your living room?
Yeah, they still haven't delivered the refrigerator.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's too bad. How about the haircut?
You think Obama's going to cover it in the State of the Union?
I think so.
Take care of this refrigerator.
Yeah.
Jonah, I'm going to talk right to you right now.
You have a fridge in your living room.
A lot of people.
He dropped the I's and the ums.
People want to.
Yeah, no, I'm fine. I feel good. I
like your haircut.
Thanks, but I don't think I'm cranky.
No.
How cranky? Just because I don't listen to the podcast?
No.
Do you take it as a personal insult that I don't listen to me?
Yeah.
It's only spitting in the face of me and everyone who listens to the podcast.
How is it?
You don't listen to the fucking
here
podcast.
Now.
Who listens to the podcast?
I listen to when I'm not on.
I want you to give your time twice to every episode.
Yes. Please.
I want you to say it and then listen to
it. What's
Allow
funny?
Me.
Kyle doesn't even listen to the podcast because he's here. Well, then what are you doing here? You can just listen to it as many times as you want at home.
How much is Chris paying you? I'll double it so you leave.
I'll kick in.
What is it?
Fox Subway. Not a good one. Not a good tag.
Take the Subway out of here. I can make any of those work. Just tell me what they are.
Okay. Hey, Jared.
Jared?
No, any other ones.
Oh, no, different
we already,
Subway.
I already did that, yeah.
Okay.
What is it? You got to tell me.
It is.
Car door.
Is it? It sounds like you're lying. You're just trying to fuck me, Chris.
It's a car door.
You're trying to fuck me into doing something.
It's a cow.
Why don't you fuck that cow and get out of here? See, any of them. Any of them,
That's
I can do
really
it.
Really great.
Try another one.
Bird chirping.
Why don't you fuck that bird? Get out of
it! We don't know what that is. What is that?
It was a rifle shot.
Oh, too soon.
Why don't you kill yourself? And get out of here!
Oh, no!
That was someone eating an apple.
Oh, that's the worst.
That's going to infuriate people.
Why don't you eat an apple?
Number 47, an apple bite.
Right after that.
Yay! Helicopter!
Why did I start to get the fucking ladder coming down the helicopter so you can climb on and get out of here? I'm good.
Yeah, no, this is...
Yeah. How's the internet?
I want you to tell me, you told the story about
your... No, we shouldn't talk about it.
You told the story about your haircut, and I loved it.
I'm just so upset.
Why?
So upset about the haircut. I like having longer hair than I have right now. I fucking get there, and I shouldn't have. I'm taping something tomorrow, but I fucked up.
I just want to add that he called me.
I'm surprised I wasn't crying.
He called me.
He called me for sadness. It was for anger.
No, he called me up and he said, "I fucked up. I got some real bad news."
Oh no!
And I'm like,
"I said I got some real weird and bad news."
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Weird and bad news. And I'm like thinking in my head, what could this possibly be? Is one of our friends no longer with us? What is this horrible news that Jonah
some of
has
us?
To...
So his friends were his hair that is no longer with
yeah,
us.
Yeah. And then
they're there. They just changed.
And then Jonah tells me the story. Go.
Well. I was trying to fucking clean up my burns, you know, trying to keep them in check.
Your sideburns.
My sideburns.
Yep, sure. It's okay to save both words.
All right. Quemens.
Boom. So,
what are those?
I fucked up and I like took a little chunk out of my hair.
You did it yourself by accident.
At first, it was just like, it wasn't much, but I was like, you know what? I'll just get it even
out.
Wait,
how do you all the way up on your temple? I don't understand.
No, because like. You know, I had hair.
Oh, so your hair down the side grows all the way down.
And
it kind of
just, I was like, you know what? I'll go to the barbershop, get this fucking cleaned up and be fine. I sit down and at the place.
To a barbershop.
Some guy is, you know, it's one of those things like Jonah, and it's just some dude.
It's a hipster barbershop.
Yeah.
I mean, in other words, it's not a real old timey. It's like one of the new ones.
It's a
Rudy's. Rudy's are all across the country.
Is it Rudy's or is it?
It was Floyd's, which is the same thing. That's
for
all,
the record. Yeah. I feel like an old timey barbershop is more hipster than going to.
Yeah, place. Totally. Yeah.
Now it is. Yeah,
you got a shoe shine.
Now it is.
And so like the guy has a fucking hat, flat brim, and he kind of just goes like he just does this like point like the smirk and a point like.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's I don't.
Already bad energy.
Plus, don't get a haircut from a guy that has a shaved head. What does he know? What does he know about hair and what to do with it if he's fucking, you know, obsessed with having a shaved head? And so I fucking sit down and like, I was like, hey, I got it cut like a month ago, but did this if you just kind of hide it.
Yeah.
Fucking, he's like, yeah. And you know, if people with glasses know this, once you take your glasses off when you're getting a haircut, you have no idea what's going on. There's no way to prevent
anything.
It's a
real circle of trust.
Yeah, it really is all about trust.
It really is.
And I should at this point, like have a guy, and I do, but he left the place I would go to, and now I don't know how to get a hold of him because apparently he was under bad terms with the fucking employment plan.
And they won't tell you where he is.
No, they won't tell me where he is.
Should you run to the street streaming with chunks of your own hair in your hands?
Yeah, who will do this?
Tweet it out.
And
maybe
the fucking guy
will find
like
him.
Just like fucking takes like a fucking you know clippers with the attachment and just whap, the back of my head, and just like I was like, okay, well maybe this can.
Well, that's all gone now.
And he starts he does like these weird stuff. Is this how you do it? I was like, no, I push it to the left and it right here. This is the part, as you can see, as the way I walked in. And he did nothing. And he just cut all my hair off. And like, I'm not like, you know, it's like, I'm just upset because more so like it's like, you know, the trust I had to give to him was betrayed. And like, how fucking, and like, how fast does he think my fucking hair grows? If this is how much he cut off when I said I a month ago I had a haircut.
Right.
Like, and he's like, you want a month cut? And I was like, yes, you deal with hair all the time. You should clearly know. And then I fucking got really upset. I've never done this. I didn't go back in and I was grumpy and I gave him a $5 tip, only $5. Still give him a tip though, so that was
of course, yeah,
I can't help that.
I'm only gonna tip you 20% this time. Yeah. I'll show you.
I drive away. I pull off two blocks later, and I call the place, and I go, I don't normally do this. I'm upset about the product and the outcome. I don't know what this. And then I was like,
get the sweepings.
Yeah, I was like, so I was so like honest with this lady. I was like, getting angry will do nothing. It won't make my hair grow back. But I just need to be upset at you because that guy was just rough with my head and took away all my hair.
Buddy.
Like, I just, like, I fucking...
Did you let her talk at all, or did you just lay it all out? There's both sides of the conversation. I just need to tell you this
I fucking blah. And then she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, like...
He doesn't work here, so yeah, I don't know why.
Fucking, like, this is the amount of conversation that guy tried to fucking pull with me. Hey, they got that guy up there. Talking about Dorner. Hey, they got that guy up there.
They got that guy up there.
Yeah.
Just trying to make small talk.
Yeah, so fuck this.
Weather, huh?
Yeah. I didn't know I was going to be fucking getting a fucking haircut from one of the fucking rejected cast members from Entourage. I was really not expecting that with my day. I get upset because I try to keep everything fucking...
Well,
you know,
don't get mad. His ska band didn't work out, and he's got to cut hair now. You need to put yourself in his
shoes. No, he looked more like a DJ. It's like a, you know.
It was like he was rejected from Entourage, but they took him on Washington Heights.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? I am Highland Park.
Yo, you want to be my turtle? What?
I'd like to be your turtle. I am your turtle, kind of, right?
Yes, sir, I guess you are.
Yeah.
Matt's the turtle.
I'll be the turtle.
Who am I? Oh, shit. No.
Listen, I saw it. I claimed it. I saw it coming, and I claimed it.
Oh, God.
Sorry, there's no more turtles available.
Like a Jonah Bananas over here.
There was just the one.
Jonah Bananas.
There was just the one.
It's a deep cut. You got to watch all seasons to get that one, which I did. And I'm going to go to the opening night of that fucking movie.
Listen, I think we'll all be there. Well, two of us will be there.
I probably won't be there.
Exactly.
That fucking show. So watchable. You watch Girls?
I've just bought the first season on the iTunes. And
you know, you have HBO Go.
Oh, man. No. Actually, I did think about HBO Go, but I tend to watch a lot of things on planes, and you cannot stream video on planes.
Yeah, I've tried.
Planes.
It does not work.
Well, you can as they keep raising the price of the Wi-Fi. Your Wi-Fi signal gets better because you're the only one that pays for it. Yeah.
I guess that's true. I have all of them on the iPad already, so that's why I bought them.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good show. I love that first season. The second season's been pretty good.
Is it weird for you when you see Brian Williams giving a nude report to be like, I've seen your daughter's cans?
Oh.
She hasn't shown her boobs.
Oh. She hasn't shown them.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, they're like the closest she's gotten, like, is her hands over her. Like,
oh, okay, all right. Okay, good. Then I'll watch, and I can still watch the news.
Yeah. The last episode was like really good, but the episode before that had John Glazer in it.
Developing story: my daughter is almost nude in a television program. Here's a clip.
She's actually one of the this season. She's really funny. She's one of the funnier characters in
it. Seems funny. He's funny. Why wouldn't she be funny? Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Sometimes it skips a generation.
Like werewolfism.
Yeah, exactly. As we all learned.
It didn't in Teen Wolf. It fucking did not.
No, it didn't. Yeah, the
dad had it.
Dad had it.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't skip a generation in Teen Wolf, which, as we know, is canon for werewolves.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's canon. That is werewolf canon.
I like to take a cannon, those werewolves, man. Liking sons of bitches.
Better be silver. Better be a silver cannonball.
Sons of bitches! Oh, well done!
Thank you.
That is some good werewolf joke spinning.
Oh, last night, my friend and his wife, who's also my friend, she's really obsessed with making non-breakfast waffles. She got a waffle iron. Yeah. For Christmas, and now she's just like making like sweet potato shaped waffle, like just making meals within the waffle maker.
Yeah,
and pizza waffle is fucking great.
Yeah,
by the way, but the whole night I couldn't help but continually make waffle puns, and by that I mean awful puns.
They're all.
Yeah.
Are there any good waffle puns? Go back. Do Sons of Bitches again.
Fuck off, I'd like to take a cannon of those lichen sons of bitches.
Fuck, I keep going back to police siren. Okay, now do one of your waffle puns.
Oh, man. But like after having so many last night, I felt waffle this morning. I'll tell you what the waffle truth is. It's all for awful. This is the only age.
It was coughing.
Yeah. Oh.
You got coughing.
Well, it's okay. Sometimes you get coughing, sometimes you don't.
Soul coughing.
like Flash. Last week.
Oh, we had a time, didn't we, on Friday?
We had a really good time.
What kind of time?
So we were shooting all day for the Nerdist TV show.
What is that?
It's a show that's a show nothing that... like this. It's a... he looks at
the I did. I looked at the clock. Oh, boy.
It's like, that's a good joke. Yeah.
No. I'll leave that in.
It's so much more.
Yeah.
So much more, Chris.
It's all this and more.
Yeah. So we were shooting, and then we ended at JPL, where we actually ended up running into Bobek, who hung around long enough to realize you weren't there, Chris, and then took off.
Okay.
I don't need this.
And then we were on, like, my side of town pretty much. And so, like, we were both hungry, so we...
So hungry. And I wanted beer so bad.
Yeah. So I took him to this awesome brewery called Golden Road Brewery. It's right on the train tracks, right? Like, over
Chris,
the 5 and the 134.
A train drives by.
Like, every few
like
minutes.
All the time.
It's great.
It's just like a
just right. It's right on the train tracks. And it's like, just like...
Do
so
you not
you're
like
just,
trains? I know you don't like trains. So you're booze, just eating... Like,
I had to give up trains, too.
Oh, ah. No.
But Chris, no, we're like, we're just having, like, you know, we're just having burgers and snacks and stuff like that. And there's just fucking... Wow.
I had to give up trains, too.
Chris played this.
Bowling! Number 42!
Hey, he's trying to work, okay?
Me too.
Touche.
So
that's true.
That sounds like a place I would have gone to a lot.
It really sounds cool.
Pretty awesome.
You can
yeah.
still go because
yeah,
it's
a still a good restaurant.
Good
and they got a lot of cool vegan options.
You get a tea, you have a good time.
A vegan train brewery?
Pretty much, I think you
what part of town is that in? Is that near Glendale?
Yeah, it's kind of like it's like actually really close to the you know where the San Fernando?
Yeah.
But South San Fernando, the one like on the other side of the tracks.
I do. Our listeners just don't.
I know. I'm sorry.
That's
but
okay.
It's like where the 5 and the 134 meets, like right there.
Right.
So right near the zoo.
Yeah.
The LA Zoo.
Yeah.
But we went there and we were having fun and I said, well, let's go somewhere else. And we went to this place called Morrison in Atwater Village. And then that's when we started
fish and chips.
We started getting really drunk. And then we went to Bigfoot Lodge and then we got even more drunk.
Yeah.
And then we went back to my place and then we ordered vegan pizza and fucking like, ate all of it.
That's the cool thing about being a vegan. Like, when you get super drunk, the shittiest food you eat is vegan pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. But then we were hanging out listening to the Back to the Beach soundtrack on vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
who it turns out, Amy Mann is on that soundtrack.
Also, Stevie Ray Vaughan and Dick Dale.
And Pee Wee Herman and Fishbone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, really, just the best soundtrack ever made.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was a blast.
You hear that?
It was a fun time, you know?
That's really nice.
Because I never,
we rarely get to just hang out.
We never see you. I can't remember the last time we, like, actually, we hung out in San Francisco kind of, like, at the bar. We had that moment.
Oh, at the after party.
We kind of had, like, 10 minutes of just, like, being next to each other.
Where we ran into Ted Leo and At Fart.
At Fart. You got so excited.
He's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris.
I was, like, drunk enough to, like, talk to Ted Leo about, like, you know, the DC hardcore scene.
He was really cool, Ted Leo.
He's a fucking great guy.
Really cool.
I've been listening to that guy's music for more than half of my life. He's fucking wonderful.
And that's when we actually got to... I know, you know, and Furman just went on the Jonathan Colton cruise. And, you know, he texted me right before because he's doing the Nerds TV show too.
Did
he
not accidentally get on the Glee cruise? Because there was one leaving at the same time.
The Glee cruise basically just copied the Jonathan Colton cruise.
Right, sure. Well, it's a sister ship, probably. Same blueprints.
Was it a Gleek ruse, though? Were you
Gleek ruse?
Secretly?
I love it.
Was Gleek onto somebody? I didn't realize that.
But that also works for the blue monkey of Xan and Jaina, if you watch the old Super Friends.
No.
Wow.
Gleek was the monkey sidekick.
Not of approval.
Still mad about the Colton thing. Still mad about it.
It's documented. Just listen to it, Chris.
He's on a cruise. He's on a cruise right now. And they're not.
I know he is. Someone got paid on their show to create original arrangement, and guy just took an arrangement off the internet because he didn't think anyone would know about it.
Previously on the Nerdist podcast.
Oh, that episode didn't go up.
Wait, what?
The disc was burned.
Wait.
What?
The last Hostful?
The last one that we recorded, the disc was bad.
Let me take a look at it. Is it really just fucked? Because sometimes those will just play in here, and I'll record it onto a computer.
Oh, okay.
I could save that probably.
All right.
If you want it saved.
Sure. I'll see if we can. I'll see if we can save it.
You probably threw out the disc in anger, didn't you?
I did not.
Man, what did I talk about? Man, I'm trying to remember some of those
fun.
Jonah Ray's greatest hits from that episode.
Oh,
I could just fucking pop in here.
Pussy talking. Jonah was there.
Oh shit.
He's back.
What was the voice we were doing with that other the weirdo guy?
It was like, it was
you
like,
jerk off in that?
Hey, what are you?
Hey, you jerk off in
hey,
that?
Jerk off it.
It's the guy who, no matter what you do, he just he wants to know if you ever jerked off in or at that thing.
Then you'll get the guy.
Hey, will you jerk off in that thing?
You jerk off in that thing?
Will you jerk off in it?
Can you jerk off that?
Hey, what do you?
Hey, so when you're walking around the park and like you know when you're as a Mickey Mouse, you jerk off in that thing.
But what about like in space was when you was?
Hey, Bobby,
space,
back. You put the when you put the robot on Mars, because you jerk off on that thing.
Hey, when
the squinting really sells it.
When you
not to the audience.
When you jerking off, do you jerk off on that?
Were you with the audience? Do you jerk off on the audience?
What if you jerk off and it goes into your pee pipe on the spacesuit?
Can you jerk off in that? Like you could shit in your suit? Can you jerk off in your suit like you shit in it?
Yeah, I could jerk off on anything.
Pussy talking space, Jonah.
Yeah. Yo, go in space. Take it up.
Enter in space like a big old pussy, yo.
Yeah.
A lot of, you know, conquered all the black holes down here. Time to check out the ones up there.
Not even I can escape you, but maybe you haven't had my cum.
No when black hole.
Could you come in
there?
When you say could you come in that black hole?
Yeah, come in anything. Yo.
Yeah, I put the disc in before and it said could not read disc.
Yeah, it's probably just play right in there. Don't
worry. Maybe you need a bigger disc, yo.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Every time I put
pussy
a disc in, the girl goes, it's too much disc.
Right?
Why would you be putting a disc in someone, Pussy Talking Jonah?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got a lisp, yo.
Wait, Pussy Talking Jonah, your lisp has never come up
you
before.
You have a speech impediment?
Yeah, I can't say disc. Sorry.
Whoa. You can't. So you're trying to say dick, but it comes out disc?
Yeah, stop being such a disc about it.
I'm sorry. Do you want to borrow my bisque pen?
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Hardwick.
Oh, that was... Pistol cock!
I'm going to go see a bunch of new episodes of Burning Love.
Oh, yeah, coming back up.
God, it's so good.
Ken Marino. The first
so
one.
So good.
Great,
June Diane Raphael is going to be one of the biggest comedy stars, I hope. Because she is fucking like genius. In
the power couple of Paul Scheer and June Raphael almost enough for the government to step in and say, we cannot allow two people this funny to exist in the same space.
And I've always found her funny, but like in this, you're just, it's like, and the fact that like when you even think about production where you're just like, oh, like, you know, they were doing like 14-hour days and she's in pretty much every shot and every scene and she's fucking like, you know, nailing it every fucking time. Just like, that's
is
a fucking.
Is she the bachelorette?
Yes, yeah, she is the bachelorette.
That's awesome.
Dental hygienist.
I remember before we got off on the Glee rant, where I did mention that a guy on their show basically got paid to steal someone else's work. Like, you know, they fire people from like news publications who take work off the internet and try to publish it as their own. That fucking guy should be fired.
News organizations have some integrity, whereas Fox and Glee, maybe.
All right.
Maybe there's less there.
I'm saying covering a song is different than writing and taking an original arrangement that someone else wrote. That's all I'm saying.
You know what else is different?
And not crediting him for it.
So this would be like if I listened to the old podcast we're on.
Yeah, exactly.
What is it?
It's this delayed. It was a Doppler affected truck horn. Yeah, so it didn't. It was delayed. It didn't work as a button.
Hey, so Malcolm,
what I was gonna say is Furman texted me right before he went on the Joko cruise, and he was like, "Oh, we should really just hang out." And I'm like, "Oh my, we never hang. I never hang out.
No, you don't.
I don't know why you don't hang out.
Well, you got a girlfriend. You got like a new girlfriend,
which is awesome.
Yeah. And like you know, you hang out with her on your free time,
which is good.
It's great.
But what about us? What about your friends?
You're not my girlfriend.
Yeah, I know, but like we'll go down on you. It's fine.
Oh,
Jonah won't. I will.
You know what's great? What's great about
you? Don't ever go down on nobody.
Disc talking, Jonah.
Yeah.
What's great about Chloe is that she's constantly like, you know, you can hang out with your friends if you want. And I'm like, I'll just come over.
That's girlfriend. That's double girlfriend.
When you have a girlfriend
though.
You want to hang out with all the time, girlfriend speak.
That is. She wants you to come over, but she wants you to make it seem like you don't have to.
No, she
puts the ball in his court because
she says
he really wants to be alone. And is like, maybe he'll get the hint.
She says things like, look, of course I would love to see you. If you want to hang out with your friends, you should hang out with your friends.
Yep.
Maybe she's telling me she wants to hang out with her friends.
Yeah, that's exactly what she's saying to you. She wants to hang out with Max Landis.
I just want to. All I want to do is dominate all of her time with all of my free time.
Mm. Well, Chris, I feel like that might be a problem.
Why?
She might want to have some time to herself.
What if we did so? Like herself, meaning I'm just in the other room.
No. Like I think with her friends, that maybe the people that she gets along.
Oh, I could drive
them socially.
Well, I don't drink, so then everyone could drink.
Oh, God, you are the perfect boyfriend.
just drive them around, pick them up from the dance.
Pick them up from the
dance. Hey, everybody, get into my Jaguar. All one of you will fit.
I'm just gonna go look for parking.
Yeah.
Where do they go?
And just listen to REO Speedwagon in your car eating a fucking burger.
Just be like, Chloe, I'm sorry, I can only take you because, you know, Jaguar. It's only big enough for you.
Your friends can meet us there.
What if we did like a field trip or something?
What kind of field trip? I don't know. To the science museum?
Go. No. Nothing like we talk about here.
To a biodome?
Nothing we actually enjoy.
I actually enjoy going to science museums.
Let's go to a sports game.
Let's put the curtain back.
I just remember that I was just in Las Vegas hosting the DICE Awards, which was fun.
Oh, this guy!
I did make that joke because the set just said DICE, and I was like, man, this will be Andrew Dice Clay's comeback set afterwards. Why waste it?
You have a cum on the back?
Yo, you have a cum? Oh. Could you come on Andrew Dice Clay? Do you think
you have a cum on
him?
The back?
Could you come on him?
Hickory
Do you think you could come on him?
Doc.
Best part about coming on a girl's back is that you could just explain it to her because she can't see it. If she could, whoa.
Oh, I got that wrong. Say that last part again.
I don't remember what I said.
You said if she can, whoa.
If she could, whoa.
Perfect.
Was it eagle?
It was a
hawk
screech.
How was that perfect? What? Wait, in your brain, where is that perfect?
Right there, number 8.
I don't understand.
It is an audio exclamation point.
Oh, Falcon is an audio. Okay.
But Dice Awards are very fun. I was actually very nervous, which I don't normally get. Because,
why were you nervous? Because?
Because it's for gaming. It's basically the Oscars of gaming.
Yeah.
And it was live stream on Machinima.
You mean the Eisners of gaming.
Gamers are very passionate. And I think some of them just hate me right off the bat. So I was worried that it was going to be a lot of like, fuck you, you piece of shit.
Their problem with you is just...
Yeah, on the internet.
You know, I'll tell you something. Talking Dead came back the other night, and it was amazing. The format was an hour long. We actually had time to talk. I didn't have to cut people off.
They got a 30 right. share. Incredible. Good job.
It was a pretty amazing. Yeah, the numbers were crazy. But Kevin Smith was on the show and Steve Young. And the show was really fun. And afterwards, I went to go to just reflexively to go to Twitter to see, you know, what people thought. And I stopped myself and I was like, I don't have to do this.
Yeah.
I really don't have to see.
Yeah, Kyle will do that.
Because most of them will probably be very polite. But there will be, especially because of the number of people that watch the show, there will be a handful of like, you fuck you, you piece of shit. You're not. And I'm like,
that's how it works.
Why would I do that to myself?
Yeah.
And you know something? I went to bed happy.
See?
What's that like?
You're growing up, Chris.
I'm Yonce.
You are Yonce.
You're not Yonce's publicist.
But Yonce's publicist is having a rough time with that picture. That's not a fair picture that's been on the front page of Reddit every day.
No, here's the deal with that. It wouldn't have been on the front page of Reddit
if they didn't try to yank it.
If they didn't try to yank it.
Because she's just dancing.
That's the miscalculation.
She's just dancing.
Because it was just a collection of pictures of Beyonce from the Super Bowl. One of them not great. It would just float away.
It's just that she was mid. She was like mid motion.
That's fine. And you know what? She's very toned. Great. Good for her. But the problem was, it just would have been this other 1,000,000 fucking 17 pictures from the halftime show thing that just existed on the internet until the publicist was like, thanks for putting these on, but we'd like you to remove number 7, number 11, number 12, number 14.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. And then that, of course, Gawker is going to print that email because it's Gawker and they know what people are going to want to read. And then that just exploded into a Reddit thing where it became a thing of like, you can't take anything off the internet. Fuck you. We'll show you.
Right. And they did.
Yeah.
So hopefully she's being Yonce with
sure
all this.
She is.
Mm-hmm. Why was I telling you that I went to Vegas?
Because you went to DICE and we had a great time.
No, before DICE, there was a related story about when I went to Vegas.
John and I, we were talking about how we never hang out and we were talking about real places we'd like to go instead of a science museum.
And talk about pussy.
Oh, yeah. Vegas got tons of pussy, y'all. I don't remember what it was now.
Real places. Like, we were talking about, like, let's hang out together. Let's all hang out.
This is a fun personal game show that you can play with people. Is when you tangent as much as we do, is trying to... Okay, we're talking to places. Vegas has their version of the Body Worlds exhibit.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they do.
Which is probably just homeless people who died in Vegas or people who had gambling debts that they, I don't know. I'm not saying that's what it is.
You hear that, Steve Wynn? He's calling you out.
Oh, Steve Wynn. His voice is in all the cabs. Come, hey, we spent $800 million bringing in all the finest food, the finest clubs, the finest art. Hey.
In a place it doesn't belong.
I wish he was
the
like,
middle of the fucking desert.
I wish he was like, we spent $800 million. You can't come spend 30.
For some reason, Chloe and I got on this weird, you know, it was just a personal joke meme. And somehow, in the midst of riffing, we determined that Steve Wynn, for some reason, did not like apple tarts. And so the whole thing was like,
you like pussy? We got a pussy-themed restaurant. What do you like, waffles and carrots? Great. We got a mountain of carrots for you. You can swim in it. But if you mention apple tarts, I will gut you where you stand.
He just sounds like Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he is Vegas.
But he's in all the caps. So their version of Body Worlds.
I love the Wynn. I'd love to stay there one day.
It's a lovely hotel. It's a lovely hotel.
Please send anything care of the Nerdist podcast.
Do you like chocolate? The walls are made of chocolate.
Oh.
The floor is solid marshmallow. You can eat your way back to your room.
It's solid, man. It's
but if you try to order an apple tart, I will fuck your mother in the eye socket.
Whoa, that's Steven.
Try and order it.
Mr. Wynn.
Try and order it.
I fucking dare you.
I fucking dare you to try and order it.
I goddamn fucking dare you to order an apple tart.
What is an apple tart? Who doesn't love an apple tart? Don't you want one right now?
Even just saying the word makes me want to pull your eyes out.
What about a raspberry tart?
Raspberry tarts are delicious. As a matter of fact, we have a whole pool themed around raspberry tarts.
All right, Steve.
But if you try to take it apple.
No. I'm just saying, I'm gonna
pull your grandmother's tits off and shove it in your dog's cockhole.
Yo, Steve, Steve.
What?
You ever pop that raspberry tart?
I pop a lot of things.
Yeah. Steve doesn't strawberry get tart. Tart.
Yeah, strawberry tarts are delicious.
Yo, Steve.
Yes.
You ever what about fucking apple tart?
You goddamn piece of cunt. Get the fuck out of my office!
I know what I'm not wanting.
The hard way!
Steve, we got this new dessert menu on the item here.
You're going to be pussy flying, Jonah, in a minute.
Out of the window.
You ever fuck pussy that flies?
No, but they finally caught flying squid on camera.
Yes, I was very excited.
Flying squid. Someday. I basically just turned Steve Wynn into a police academy sketch. The point about the Body
all
Worlds,
those great police academy
their Body Worlds exhibit basically is advertised on billboards as banned. So yeah, it says it banned in other cities or banned in other countries. Like, their Body Worlds exhibit is banned, but because of the nature of what it is, that just makes it seem like this is not okay. Like it's not banned like Baby Got Back was banned. Just to take it back to Glee and Jonathan Coulton again, it was banned. Because it's wrong. Like, their version of it is where it goes, Joel McHale, tall Joel McHale. Why is Joel flipping us off? Why are you... Oh, Joel's butt. There he goes. What? Why are you flipping us? Why are you... Shouldn't you be on Community? What are you doing? Nice to see you. There he goes. It was a Joel McHale cameo without Joel's voice.
Whoa.
Oh my God, he is angry.
That's the only way he can communicate with us, Chris.
You know what's funny is if he broke that, no problem.
Yeah, no. If I broke that, that would not go over well.
They'd be like, "What are you using the studio for? How long have you been using this?"
Wait, just like a couple weeks.
Where'd you get a key?
No, you have to undercut the story. Which is a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Someone else said
we could
use
it. Chris has like a button he pushes on his phone, and it makes it seem like Kyle is the head of the Nerdist.
Oh, just like how Burns makes the canary the head of the. Yeah. So then home, yeah. Yeah, but it just felt like that Body Worlds exhibit, like banned in that instance, was really
have
creepy.
You ever seen it?
I've seen the original Body Worlds.
Let me tell you, I saw it too, and I found it unsettling. And I have seen many dead people in my time. I've seen autopsied people. I've held bags of organs.
But it is unnatural. Like, it's unnatural to present it in that way. It's unnatural to plasticize.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so
and explode out.
Yeah.
Well, what's the one where it's just the nervous system? You know, so that dark room where it's just like in those glass cases, and you just see the central nervous system of people.
That's part of it. They have.
Yeah, that's in the one I went to in New York. Yeah, blood vessels or veins. Yeah. It's like it's so kind of like still and dark and quiet in those with the lighting with these things. They have to light them from beneath.
Oh my God.
I wanted to take a nap in there.
You just reminded me of this. I was at the Museum of Science.
Let me finish my thought.
Wasn't that
nice? You interrupt me a lot lately, and it's just been getting on my nerves.
Hey, guys, I think you need to go have a beer together at a train yard.
We had so much fun.
Yeah, but I was at the Museum of Science in Boston, and there's this they had a mummy of a, I guess she was 16 when she died, you know, Egyptian mummy. From,
sure. God, she would have died by now anyway.
600 BC, maybe, whatever. And then I look over, and there's this fucking hippie kid who's maybe 17, 18 years old with like Birkenstocks and a tie-dyed shirt.
Was he trying to come in that mummy?
No, he was weeping.
Oh.
And his friends were off to the side like going like, what is going on?
Oh,
and
no.
He was like crying. And I had to leave because I was laughing so hard at this kid.
Oh, but.
Do you think he lost his mummy?
Ah! Dr. Who!
He's working.
So am I.
One day we're going to be so loud. We're gonna be, what did you put on? What's so funny to you, Chris? The baby's death rattle. What is he laughing at?
It's a lot of fun when you're in on the joke. You feel like
it
you're
really
part
is.
Of a podcast for
it
3 years.
It's great when you're in on the joke. You know what's funny is there are two people in the world not in on this joke, and it's me and Jonah.
That's what. That kind of makes it funnier. Anyway, did you talk to the kid? Did you try to counsel
when
him?
When was it?
No, it was just very. It
what?
Was,
just, what was the sound?
Why do you care?
I'm gonna turn it off.
What do you care?
I just thought it was really.
Well, it's already happened. You can't take it back by turning the machine off.
You're just trying to get me to listen to the fucking podcast, is what you're doing.
What? Whatever. All I'm saying, it was the greatest single sound any human ear has ever picked up. But why would you want to listen to that? You got hair shit to worry about.
I do.
Hair. Anyway, I just thought, for some reason, I find overly emotional teenagers hilarious.
Yeah, it maybe had a serious problem.
Was it?
Because you come in that.
Yeah, I come in it, yeah.
A cummy?
Come did it.
It was a cummy.
The cummies. To award excellence in masturbation.
Oh, my God.
And the masturbatorial arts.
Everyone in this room would dominate that award.
Oh, my God.
Finally, something I could win.
I feel like the cummies could probably be held the same weekend as dice.
Yes.
A lot of crossover appeal.
Well, yeah, you know, because you're rolling dice, and that's kind of a...
I'm hosting the Streamies next weekend, and the Cummies the weekend after that.
You're hosting the Streamies?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be fun.
It will be fun.
I'm glad for you.
It's going to be a crazy weekend, though.
Mine's
Saturday, Saturday BBC show, Sunday Streamies, Sunday night Talking Dead.
Already? Ready? I got you. Saturday TV show.
We're so busy.
Sunday morning, 6 a.m., fly to Chicago.
Why would you do that?
Do the shows with Doug Benson. Monday, fly to Toronto.
From Chicago.
Black.
Not bad,
Not
though.
Not a bad flight.
Not bad.
But...
Yeah, we're gonna.
I got you guys. So
we're
Saturday,
gonna cover the show Orphan Black for the Nerdist BBC.
So Saturday,
yo,
doing the Nerdist taping.
Yeah,
Saturday night, I'm gonna go watch a movie called Get Even.
And then Sunday, what time do you have to get up?
I'm just gonna probably sleep in and just fucking have a life.
Go to a train yard.
Yeah.
He always does.
It's not a train yard. It's just it happens to be next to the train track.
Is it kind of a yard shape?
Nope.
No, it's
no, it's a building. It's an entire
great.
Building.
Buildings have yards.
It's highly recommended by.
Doesn't though.
I really liked it. I really liked that place, and it was nice. But back to Jonah,
Chris.
Whole
it's just
thing.
Beer. It's not sports. You can relax. It's okay. It's okay, Chris.
This is, this is my mummy. Oh my God.
This is my mummy.
The baby is sleeping.
Ah, why is it always about the baby?
It's really loud.
You're not even wearing headphones.
I know. That should tell you something.
Well, found the crickets. But they're not comedy crickets, they're just actual outdoor crickets.
The crickets,
like it's a nice night crickets.
What's so fun about doing shows with Meltdown in the summer is that there will always be a cricket.
They find their way in, man.
And it just always shows up the right time.
Crickets.
And you can hear those crickets every Sunday night in the summer during the open mic.
And in the winter.
No motherfucker hear crickets during my set. Right, yeah. Pussy talking Jonah.
Yeah, I don't go in for crickets, y'all.
It's going to be a fun weekend, though. It's going to be a very, very, very fun weekend.
Skyfall's on Blu-ray today. It's going to be great.
Already?
What do you mean already? That came out in November.
Oh, shit. Time is really flying by.
I know, but it's crossed the $1 billion mark.
Fucking A.
Made more money than the Dark Knight Rises.
New Postal Service single came out today.
That's true. I read that on the
Analog Postal Service.
Yeah.
Michael Winslow's Postal Service.
No, his would be much better.
Blip, 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 blip.
Where we at?
For those of you at home, Chris leans over, presses a button, and then looks at us for approval. As though
we know
what the fucking sound is.
What's the point of doing things if you can't get approval? Like this.
No, I'm good.
We had something.
I'm not gonna drink.
Oh, that's right.
What did you guys? What did you guys?
I have a doctor's appointment.
Are you upset that we hung out without you?
No. What did you order? What did you guys order late at night?
Crab cake. I got a crab cake. You got a
quinoa burger. What was that?
No, you got a banh mi.
Oh yeah, I got the tofu banh mi. That was good too. We split that.
Yeah, we did. We split that.
Yeah, we split a lot of things that night. What is the fucking sound effect?
Nothing!
Don't fucking laugh. You can't hear it either, you piece of shit.
Jonah, why don't
Jesus Christ. A real company man, huh?
I got an idea, Jonah. Why don't you come on Feeb and maybe I'll go on Jonah Radio? Then we can actually have a conversation.
Ooh.
You are having a conversation.
We have a conversation.
Under a sound effect that you're not aware of.
At least on Jonah Radio, we know what Neil's playing.
He has no idea what you're talking about.
Neil Mahoney.
Yes. What does Neil do?
No clue.
Fills in the blanks with sounds.
Soundboard. He kneels it.
He kneels it.
When are you going to start making Jonah Radio episodes?
Have been for quite some time.
But when are you going to put them out?
Yeah, they're all out.
What?
They're all out. There's no episode one.
What?
Yeah.
No.
It's a good podcast.
Tell them what you got in the next one. Podcasting legend.
Mark Maron. How's that make you feel?
Yeah.
How's that make you feel?
Makes me feel like someone's playing a sound effect under my conversation and I don't know what it is.
Guys, I'd also like to, for the record.
You know who calls in on it too? Pete Holmes. It was a real weird. And that wasn't a purposeful thing. That's just something that happened.
Oh, you actually already recorded it.
Yeah.
Recorded that's awesome.
Night. Yeah. It'll be up. When's this going up?
Tomorrow.
Go get it. No, it's up on Thursday. Sorry, it's Thursday.
Spoiler alert!
Yeah. I'm pumping it, man.
You guys would love to be on it, too.
Yeah, we talked about that. So it's usually Monday or Tuesday nights.
Do you want to come on our podcast?
Yeah, I would love to be on the Nerds sometime soon.
Sure.
According to like a lot of the reviews and the comments on AV Club, I'm never here. But like one of these days, I'm really looking forward to being a part of it.
That's the nicest review we've ever gotten in the comments.
Is that in the reviews that we're not here?
No. I just like sometimes when I'll read them, I'll just be like, Chris Hardwick is joined by this person, and I'll be like, I remember having funny.
You just described singled out.
Yeah. So you understand.
So we'll have
my drinking problem.
I do.
So we'll have something going on in 30 years is what you're saying.
That's right.
30.
Oh, 14.
All right, have it.
All right, good.
Apple tarts?
If I hear that fucking word again.
So it's not the tartness.
I'm going to carve your skin.
Let me ask you this, Mr.
The Body Worlds exhibit in Las Vegas is loaded with people who ask me about apple motherfucking tarts.
That's a connection. That's good. That is-
Now, see, your words were positive, but
Jonah Ray, sorry, comedy honor.
I had to
your delivery
know.
System was...
I had to let you know as soon as I could.
So much energy to talk about how great that was, and I started to fall asleep.
What I was going
to
say is, I was going to ask Mr. Wynn how he felt about, you know, just like apple pie.
Oh, apple pie is American. It's American as grandma's.
What about apple crumbles?
Crumble is great. It just gets all crumbly and you can mash it in your teeth and just rub it on your face
that
and it gets
like
in your
he'd
beard.
Want to do. He would get really excited by mashing it in his teeth. Like, I feel like that's a thing Steve Wynn would feel.
Yeah. Apple tarts are great. Apple tarts?
Oh, no. Steve, we turned you.
Oh.
You guys excited about the new X-Men movie that's going to be happening, Days of Future Past?
Maybe.
Whatever the hell it's called.
Mm, I haven't heard about it.
I'm going to judge it after I see it.
I want to see Side Effects. I want to see that movie. That looks really good.
It looks too
sexually thrilleristic.
Yo, baby, this is sexually thrilleristic.
Yo.
Side effects may include my balls. Thanks. One at a time, sure. Chris, your turn.
Jonah. But yeah, no, I think that it's interesting. They're bringing back. They might bring back Alan Cumming as Nightcrawler.
Oh, cool.
Which I'd be interested in seeing. I like him as Nightcrawler. Halle Berry's going to come back as Storm. I think she did an all right job as Storm.
I liked her as Storm.
She was fine. Upset if she came back as Storm. I like it. I'm interested to see though the merging of the two. Magneto and Xavier's of Patrick Stewart with young Patrick Stewart, who's not young, but what's his name?
You're talking about
Charles Xavier.
Michael Fassbender was Magneto, yeah. And James McAvoy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm interested to see how they sort of do that. Remember was it the third X-Men movie where they younged him up?
It was X3 where they go and visit young Jean Grey.
Yeah. Yeah, and they digitally young them up. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
And they had to do all that digital work to make it look like Xavier could walk.
No, you're thinking of the character, not the actor.
Yeah, the character couldn't walk. Yeah, and so when they did that scene, they had to digitally enhance him so it would look like he could walk.
That's not really how it went, Chris.
Do you know how long the character Magneto had to train just to be able to levitate cars for that movie?
No, how long?
I'm asking. I don't know.
Yeah. Do you know how many people a day ask me what time it is?
Could you come in then?
How many? Hey.
How many cums can you put in
there?
Hey.
You got a watch you can put your cum in so you just can do whatever you want?
Do you have a cum watch?
You have a cum watch?
You got a cum watch on there? You can put a cum watch in there?
You want a better than cum watch?
Better than cum watch? Ladies and gentlemen, Jonah Ray.
Put it on my tombstone. Make sure no one forgets. Benedict Cumwatch, please, if you can, tell my children. Yeah, I don't have any yet, but take this watch. You'll know what to do. Yes, that's right. It's a Cumwatch.
Benedict Cumwatch, he knows what time it is.
What do you get? Did you get an eagle? Do you got an eagle?
Got a hawk screech.
Oh, it's a hawk.
We keep on saying eagle, when in fact.
What is this? Does an eagle even screech? Yeah, right?
Sure it does.
Yeah.
It says, sure.
America!
Sure it does.
America!
America. America.
God, I want to go and fucking bend that guy's bill. On that fucking stupid hat he was wearing. Fucking idiot. He was like aggressive with my head too, like tilting it back. Never take a fucking haircut. We have to like put your head, your nose up like that.
Yep. I pride myself in my ability to anticipate the way the hairdresser or haircut person needs my head to be.
But what if you don't have a chance to?
I pride myself on that. Ready? Hang on, let's do this like a real.
Oh. Well, Matt's tilting his head. Jonah's playing with it.
No,
Jonah just snapped Mac's neck. Mac died.
That's the kind of shit that I was dealing with.
That was like when Sean Connery comes up behind that guy that's got the gun on Nick Cage at the end of The Rock and snaps his neck and then hands him the gun.
Hey, welcome to The Rock.
Welcome.
Whoa, Batman, welcome to The Rock.
I'm not doing that anymore.
I didn't want your baby to grow up without a father.
Steve Wynn, I have these delicious apple tarts. You cunt.
I realize if I when trying to do Bane, I just end up doing...
inside your fucking face mask.
I just end up doing
gonna get in the
Neil
way
Hamburger.
Of your drugs.
Oh, Batman, why?
Why? Oh, Batman, why did Robert Redford stick his cock in a jar of Newman's own spaghetti sauce, Batman? He and Paul Newman have been friends for years. He'd never stick his cock in a competitor's brand, Batman.
Actual Neil Hamburger joke.
Yep.
Yeah, yep, yep.
Why did Michael Jackson dangle his baby off of the balcony? What was punishment for not finishing his plate of cum?
Could you come on that plate?
Could you come on that plate? I did.
Benedict Cumberbatch
already
plate?
Did.
Hey, you can come on that plate. I already did, yo. I'm fucking Phil Hendry over here.
I accidentally found applause.
Oh, shit.
Then I gave rock and roll to you.
Gave rock and roll to you. Good in the soul.
Where are you going? Why'd you drop your... A lot of good physical comedy here on the Nerdist Podcast.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
If anyone says anything about us, they can say the physical comedy is great. Are you all right? Hey there.
God, it's almost like they should tell us.
Hey there, Keystone.
Hey there, Keystone.
Oh!
Well, that was dangerous.
Not really.
Really? Isn't this the Sound City board?
Yes, it's the Sound City board.
I have...
Why?
The bane is you do Sean Daryl Hammond, Sean Connery. That's the bane.
That's what. What were we saying?
A lot of people say Deckard Cain. I am a nerdy little dream has been realized that makes me think I died.
This is where Chris tells us he bought Star Wars from Disney.
Yep, I just took all of the internet money and bought Star Wars.
Yeah. You know you're on television a bunch, right?
No.
you just shut it off. You learned how to do that during boat date.
Yep. Shut off the television on boat date.
Let's do this.
I just black out. Like yeah. If I was sitting in the doc's office, like, no, this is you. You're hosting that show. That doesn't sound like something I would do.
Yeah. That's all
right. Why would I do that?
Yeah. Hey, that was a good show. We had some very funny cutaways.
Technically, we were first.
By a few days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Nerdy Little Dream.
Yes. I am on the March cover of Wired.
Oh, so since you were a young nerd growing up and...
Seriously.
When did that magazine start? Hodgman.
92.
Oh, shit.
It was 90. It started in 92, I believe. And then it existed for a handful of years. And I think it might have gone away for a little bit and then came back and then... got like the web division and the magazine separated, and then it got bought by Condé Nast and then got reabsorbed. Like, there's a lot of weird.
I'm really looking forward to Condé Nast and Kim Kardashian's baby.
I like how non-committal you were. Wait.
Yeah.
I forgot Kim Kardashian's name.
Yeah.
I hit the board again and I just got night.
It was about,
I just got
Condoneez Rice.
I got evening sounds again. Yeah. I got evening sounds. I need like something with that.
What is it? Chris, what is it? Chris, just tell me, man. It's cool. Chris, please tell me. What's his name?
The fact that it's going on so long is.
Now this is not fair to me.
Okay. Matt, say your joke again about Condé Nast. I just put the headphones on Jonah so he can hear this. Jonah?
Mm-hmm.
You eaten anything that you might throw up or shit out?
Well, yeah, all the time.
Okay, well, then I guess we're about even.
Guys, I'm really looking forward to Condé Nast and Kim Kardashian's baby.
What the fuck? Still 35 more seconds of it. Meow.
Nick, it's all the Looney Tunes effects. I know, probably Nick knows that fucking board pretty well. I'm like, what would make someone?
And it ends with boings and farts.
So does everyone's life.
Oh my god, I think I'm crazy. I think I just went crazy. Why was that a minute long?
No, I bet that was terrific.
It was. You know, I've had Chris all wrong this whole time. He's a really cool, funny guy.
All it takes is just to let you guys hear the sound effects to win you over.
Yeah.
That's awesome. But Wired Magazine used to be run by a guy named Chris Anderson, who is one of the smartest people you could ever meet, and he was on an early Nerdist podcast. And then he left, and the guy that took over is a guy named Scott Dadich, who was the creative director. Scott basically is responsible for the look of the magazine. And then he went off to do digital stuff for Condé Nast, and then just came back as editor-in-chief. And this is his first issue. And the difference, Anderson is an awesome guy, but I think he always wanted Wired to be more like Popular Science. And I don't think Anderson really liked pop culture a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a diss. It's just I just didn't get the sense that he did. But Dadich like loves pop culture and science. And so so I'm super excited. This
That's
first
cool.
Issue.
Yeah, I saw you posted on Instagram, I think.
Yeah,
picture of it. Is it a drawing?
No, it's a Star Wars issue.
No, I know, but in the picture, it looks like it was art tradition.
No, it's that was the photograph. They basically did one of those like
use the drawing filter.
Vanity Fair style foldouts. Like the magazine, it's really cool.
Yeah,
it's
the cover
foldout.
Yeah.
And so it's me and a bunch of Star Wars stuff, cool. And then I wrote a piece in it, and a bunch of other Alton Brown, Damon Lindelof wrote cool. stuff in there. It was about the Star Wars expanded universe. And about consumerism.
Oh, that's right. We talked about
that. Yeah, it was about consumerism driving art, that the fact that you maybe only saw like Walrus Man for a half a second, but they still made an action figure. And so because you could hold that in your hand, it made you want to know more about Walrus Man.
Yeah, yeah.
And because that was not available, you just fucking made it up. And that they embraced the expanded universe.
That's cool.
Because one of my favorite characters in Star Wars is R5-D4.
The red and white one, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The other astromech droid that they pick first, and he has a bad motivator.
Yeah.
I always identified with that character as the guy
who wrote the story about how his motivator went bad. I'm sure that someone wrote that.
There were a lot of different versions of what happened. Not all of them canon. One version that is not canon. Was that he was actually a Jedi named Skippy. He was inhabited by the spirit of a Jedi named Skippy, and that he knew how important it was for R2-D2 to get his message to Luke. So he basically sabotaged himself for the greater good.
Wow.
Holy shit.
That was not canon, though.
That sucks.
Yeah, but it was the right thing to do. And then there was another story in the Star Wars did the NPR radio play in the, like, 81 or something. And in that Star Wars radio play, it's R2-D2 that sabotages R5-D4.
Oh.
Because he has to get the message to Luke. And then in the movie, he just fails.
What's the canon?
Well, it depends on if canon is expanded universe to you or canon is
canon
the movies.
Is the movies.
Then he just fails.
The end.
Yeah. What oh, my God. My throat hurts. From
the laughter at my expense, that's great.
It wasn't at your expense, it was the soundboard.
There's a Star Trek art show coming up that's gonna be really good. Fonticello, Mike Chillian's girlfriend, Callie, this amazing artist, she's putting on a whole Star Trek art show.
When is that?
We should look it up because
I was supposed to do Star Trek at that,
yeah. But it's like a ton of artists, like, you know, Deanna's doing a piece, Julie Vickerman, Rob Schraub. Like a bunch of people.
Look it up. Carlos Ramos.
Ramos,
no, I
think
it's
definitely.
Like February. It's early. It's February. Isn't
soon.
It? Yeah.
We're in February.
Shit. I got to find out what happened with the Star Trek thing. It's probably Kumail's schedule. That guy's so busy.
I feel bad for getting Kelly's last name wrong.
La la la.
Yeah. So, well, how about while I'm looking it up, you guys talk and just not get on your phones as well.
What do you think Jonah's doing, man?
Well, he's probably looking up something so we can not talk. Let's just think about it.
Just think about it. Think about it.
There you go. Star Trek art thing. Show. It's at Q-Pop in Little Tokyo in downtown Los Angeles.
What is that date?
It's still loading. It's called Beam Me Up is the name of it. Star Trek art show at Q-Pop in Little Tokyo, downtown Los Angeles. February 16th. That's this Saturday.
Okay, this will go up before then.
Yes. So if you're in Los Angeles, you want to go to a Star Trek art show called Beam Me Up. It's in Q-Pop in Little Tokyo, downtown Los Angeles from 7 to 10. There'll be a costume contest with surprise guests. Grilled Cheese Truck will be replicating food. You got a ton of you got Eric Bauza doing some art. Eric Bauza is the voices for a ton of things, including both the new Ren and Stimpy.
So that's in Los Angeles. If you're in Las Vegas, do not bring an apple tot into my fucking presence.
Mike Chillian, who did a thing you did a voice in, McBusters.
McBusters.
Yeah. A lot of good artists in this thing.
Fantastic. What's the website?
Looks like you can go to qpopshop.com. That's the galleries thing, but it's
Or you could just Bing
Star Trek art show.
Boom. It's a nice poster. It's got a photo on there. You got Spock.
Yeah, so that's something. That's cool. It's a thing if you're in LA.
Excellent.
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 Science and technology.
Melding into one. terrific. We did it. Another hostful.
Oh, I think there's still free tickets available for my
I don't think there's any
Comedy
time left.
Central half hour.
I don't know. There's no time.
Please, you talked about all your shows.
I know, but it's fun to cut other people off.
It is. But I made it real.
Okay, talk about it.
Oh, Chris, no. Is it the fucking funny noises? Go to blacklistnyc/CC half hour, I think is the word. Or you can just go to jonahray.com.
It's not in NYC, it's in Boston.
Boston, February 28th. Comedy Central half hour with Sean O'Connor,
okay,
another very funny comic.
No one heard any of that.
Oh.
But let's go back and give the real information because I tweeted out February 28th. Yes. Blacklist NYC.
I believe that's the
.com.
Yeah.
So Jonah basically is taping his Comedy Central half hour special in New York.
No, in Boston on the 28th.
Which some people do not refer to as New York. sorry.
You, on the other hand.
In fact, they feel the same way about New Yorkers that Steve Wynn does about apple tarts.
Could you come in then?
No, that wasn't.
What? No. Did I mix up my catchphrases? Too many bits, you guys.
Did you come in there?
Guys,
please go see Jonah do a half hour for Comedy Central. It should be a lot of fun. I'm going to try to be there myself.
Yes, Boston, February 28th. The other half hour is Sean O'Connor that night. Tickets
great
are free.
Comic.
That's a rad 1-2.
Just look
punch.
Up Blacklist NYC Jonah Ray.
Yeah.
The ticket link will come up. It's a free show. And I can tell you that these shows are super, super fun.
Yeah, I can't wait.
It's not like going to a regular TV taping. Like, it is a comedy show that's super fun.
Yeah, so
free.
Please come out, support me, and laugh at the jokes.
And if you can't find it, just tweet at Jonah Ray, and he'll tell you what
it is. I will give you.
He will.
I will.
And I guess let's end it by just agreeing that Jennifer Lawrence is America's sweetheart right now.
Shh. Did you see that Silver Linings Playbook? It's a good movie.
I haven't seen it.
She looks great.
How many silver linings are in the... Playbook.
Everything can be a silver lining. That's what you'll find out in the movie, Chris. Life.
Even a playbook?
Of life. It's the playbook of life.
Yeah.
It's not like a physical playbook. Although, well,
life doesn't have a playbook.
It's Brody
though.
Stevens, the movie. Positive energy.
There's no playbook in life.
There sure is. You probably just didn't get it. It's called the Bible. I'm floating away. I'm floating away.
Don't
floating.
Extend your arms
I'm
and go,
floating.
What? I'm floating. No, Charlie, you drink
you got a pump, Charlie.
The fizzy lifting drink.
I'm gonna hit the fan blades.
You drank the fizzy lifting drink. The entire facility had to be scrubbed.
Why is he British?
He's almost British. Where are they in that movie? Are they in London? Are they in Austria? I don't know.
Speaking of Gene Wilder.
I think my ears are fucked right now. You sound so much louder than normal.
What are you talking about, Jonah?
Maybe I'm just sensitive to the baby who's sleeping right here.
I'd like to take it down a notch.
I'm awake.
So I'm going to be quieter. Fuck that baby.
Yeah, I already did.
No, that was an exclamation, not an order.
Too late.
Oh, you're going to jail.
More pussy there, right?
No, it's not a co-ed prison.
No, I'll put my request in being a women's prison.
They're not going to put you in a women's prison.
Yeah, they're not. I'll get all that prissy.
You're not going to get any prissy.
So we'll see. Ask my mom about it. Like, I'm going to see her in prison tomorrow.
You're going to fuck your mom in prison?
No, don't be a fucking weirdo, bro.
What happened? Did you mention apple tart to Steve Wynn?
Shit.
I'm going to make you fuck your mother in prison. Wow, yeah, you're going to get a lot of prissy.
Yeah. You have a lot of cum in that prison?
And all the bits have been tied together.
Two.
What a demure sneeze you have for such a large, tall man.
There's different levels. Sometimes I'm really loud. Sometimes I startle Deanna.
Your short haircut has affected your sneeze.
Stop it, Christopher.
Oh no!
You piece of crap.
Oh, what are you, Benedict Cumberbatch?
No, that's still me.
What?
He wouldn't say that. He's getting more polite. He wouldn't say that.
Oh. Yeah. No, I would say that to his character.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, I'm not his character. That I was just yes ending sort of. Yeah, enjoy your burritos.
Take this watch.
Enjoy your vegan burrito.
We were driving around like trying to like, when we were driving around shooting, we were just like thinking of like shitty like 90s songs to listen to. And you know, Len, Smash Mouth, you know, all the wah.
Yeah.
But then, like, he's like, look up like a Korn song. I was like, what was the hit Korn song? And we're like, I don't know. So I look up on RDO. I go Korn, and I was like, no. And there was like a Korn song featuring Skrillex.
Oh.
And we're both like, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It sounds exactly like you want it to sound.
Yeah, yeah. A Skrillex song, and then it breaks down into a Korn song. Yep.
Boom, jacka, boop.
You've heard it? You've heard it then.
Boom, da, da, boom.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
This episode of the Nerdist Podcast is brought to you by LegalZoom.com. Whatever your legal document needs, LLCs, wills, trusts, trademarks, and more, they've got it. Over 12 years and 2 million Americans have used LegalZoom. Start your business or protect your family today at LegalZoom.com using the offer code Nerdist.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this, perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients, popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.